All hail the power of Jesus, name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In Matthew 11, verse 28 beginning, let's read. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." What we have Jesus doing is extending an invitation to a burdened people. "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden." Some were burdened of the old law. In Galatians 5, verse 1, Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again in a yoke of bondage. And verse 4 says, "You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace." Some are burdened by human tradition. It's in Matthew 23 and verse 4. Jesus said, "For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." All of us are burdened by sin. Romans 6 and verse 23 says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23, and then in Romans 6 and verse 23, "The wages of sin is death." Some are burdened by the difficulties of life, like in the parable of the sower that Jesus gives explanation of in Luke 8 and verse 14. The cares of this life choked many. What we have here in Matthew 11 is an invitation to be unburdened and yet be burdened at the same time. Notice it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." It's also an invitation that raises some real questions that we might like to ask the Lord. So, Lord, what do you mean by easy and light? When we look at the burdens of Paul, he sacrificed a promising career. Philippians 3, verse 4, "If anyone thinks that he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I've counted lost for Christ." He was exposed to many dangers. 2 Corinthians 11, we see, beginning with verse 23, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in death often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all of the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble, and I do not burn with indignation? Two, Paul gave up many of his own personal rights. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, it's in verse 13 that we begin, and read through chapter 9. Therefore, Paul said, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat again meat, lest I make my brother stumble. Am I an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I'm not an apostle to others, yet doubtless I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. My defense to those that examine me is this. Do you have the right to eat and drink? Do you have no right to take along a believing wife? Or do, as do the other apostles, the brother of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? Whoever goes to war at his own expense, who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit, who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk of the flock? Do I say these things as a mere man, or does not the law say the same also? For it's written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. Is it oxen God is concerned about, or does he say it altogether for your sakes? For your sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he who plows should plow in hope, and he who threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things? If others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those that minister to the holy things, either the things of the temple and those that serve at the altar, partake of the offerings of the altars? So here's just an example of Paul and the burdens that he suffered as a Christian. And when we look at the early Christians, we see the hardships that they went to. In Acts 4, many went to jail. In Acts 8, we read of the same thing. Many gave up their livelihood, like Simon the Sorcerer in Acts 8, like those in Acts 19 that practiced magic. They brought together their books and burned them after becoming Christians. Many were physically abused, even unto death. In Acts 7, verse 59, it said, they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Acts 12, they killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And even in the duties that Christians in the early century were required, they were expected to assemble, even when it was not convenient. They were expected to always obey God, even against the norms of society. In fact, we see this in Philippians 2, beginning with verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. And another question we could ask, Lord, how can these burdens be made easy and light? Well, it's not by casting off the yoke and burden as some try to do. They try to deny or ignore their responsibilities. They try to shift the responsibility. Many, in their efforts, compromise. But it's not half-hearted commitment. That only increases the burden. You know, many know their responsibility, but they do not want to do them. They endure hardship, but they are constantly murmuring. But we do this by following the Lord's example of emptying ourselves. Verse 29 of that passage we started our study with in Matthew 11. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. We're told in Philippians 2, verse 5, so let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. You know, when one has obeyed all, their thinking must be that they have only done their duty. In fact, that's what we're told in Luke 17, verse 10. So likewise you, when you have done all these things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. When one has given all they can, their thinking must be that they wish they could give more, like the Church of Macedonia in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. When one has given up the whole world, they must think that they really are missing nothing. And when one has suffered beyond measure, they need to think that the suffering is light. And all that we talked about earlier concerning Paul, listen to what he says in 2 Corinthians 4, beginning with verse 17. He says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. You see, we must be willing to say and mean it, not my will, but thy will be done. Are you burdened by sin? Then you need to obey from the heart the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through faith, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ with your mouth to be the Son of God, and be buried with him in baptism, you can have the remission, the forgiveness of sin. Are you burdened from the standpoint of the demands of being a Christian? Do as Jesus did. Empty himself. Become a servant. And do as Jesus says here in Matthew 11, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Friends, we see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's under then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.